Chapter 3, Hiring Friends and Family. There's a right way and a wrong way to hire your agent. You already know this. There's also the right person and the wrong person to hire as your next agent. I'm going to tell you not to hire a friend or family member to handle your sale. Many sellers have told me they made this mistake. They hire Cousin Margot after hearing she sold Grandma's house in 2 days. Maybe your buddy Steve can sell it. Heck, he has a license. A home sale is often the most complex and important transaction in a lifetime. Shouldn't it be treated as a business decision? And shouldn't you be calling an expert? I know, a friend or family member is always an easy shoulder to tap. There is a lot on the line when you're selling your home. If you've ever bought or sold a home, you know what an emotional roller coaster it can be. There are tough decisions, lots of complicated paperwork, unexpected expenses, and lots of second guessing. Even the skilled real estate investor knows that a transaction rarely goes smoothly. So even they try to hire the right person to successfully broker the deal to a close. Over my 2 decades of selling, I've noticed that the most experienced home sellers tend to treat their sale as a business decision. Many didn't the first few times. This book is loaded with insights and advice on the type of agent you should hire. If that person just so happens to be a good friend or a family member, then you're lucky. My mom, dad, and brother were. But I'm willing to bet you haven't thought this through. Home sellers who regularly hire friends or family members do so out of guilt, pressure, or entitlement. Or maybe they just don't think about it. They get sucked into the "I've got to" trap. Imagine if you picked your doctor or lawyer the same way. Anyone who's bought or sold a house will attest that the success of a sale, as well as the challenges and solutions that arose from the sale, were directly related to the skill level of their agent and their ability to be objective. In real estate, problems can get worse quickly. A skilled agent will have solutions to these problems that you probably didn't even know existed. There are enough challenges without mixing in a close relationship. In real estate, we have a saying: bad deals get worse, good deals don't get better, they just close. Think about that. It's true. I give this advice to new agents all the time. It's a mantra, one of the absolute truths about real estate. Most transactions are tough, and challenges can easily get worse. Yet, so many people still risk the ride with a friend or family member. If you hire someone, don't you want to be able to fire them too? Everyone knows that a great way to hurt a relationship is to go into business with that person. I don't think that sentence requires any examples to back it up. You're probably already nodding your head. It's tough for a relationship to persevere through what is already a complicated financial process that can be emotional and headache prone. A real estate sale is always loaded with "if this hadn't happened" or "if that had happened" moments of reflection. I often find myself competing for listings. It's not uncommon for me to find out that I'm interviewing against 1 to 10 other agents. Often, a friend or family member of the seller is in the mix. In this situation, I'll ask the homeowner to consider the following. Do you want to hire someone you can fire, yell at, and that you don't necessarily need to see at the next family gathering? Yelling might be the nuclear option, and there's a lot to be said about having that leverage. What would be more uncomfortable than seeing a business partner at a family gathering for the rest of your life? When I bring this up, most of my clients agree that they'd prefer to have a business relationship with their agent. It just makes life easier. If everything goes well, you might have a new friend. If it doesn't, you won't see that agent again. When I get hired in these situations, I offer the seller the perfect script to tell their friend or family member. When they ask, "Why didn't you hire me?" say this: "I respect and like you so much. I want to keep our relationship intact. I need the ability to yell at you, to question you, and to fire you. Our relationship may not survive a tough situation. I hope you respect my decision to not hire you so that I can have a purely business relationship with someone else." Selling homes for family. To be honest, I've handled sales for just about everyone in my family. In these transactions, there was more pressure on me. There was also pressure on them, making every transaction extra tough. When I sold my mother's home, it was the longest 7 months of my life. She had a one-bedroom home in an exclusive Southern California neighborhood called La Cañada Flint Ridge. It's known for their top 10 school district, meaning homeowners pay a premium to live there. The single-family home was 2,000 square feet with an upstairs loft and a partially attached studio guest house. My mother's husband was a successful general contractor, and understandably, they were very proud of what they'd done to the house. So the decision was made to market the home as a three-bedroom. You can probably see where this is going. Yes, it was actually a one-bedroom home, but you do whatever it takes to sell mom's home, even if it takes 214 days. In my career of selling over 500 homes, I can count on one hand how many homes, and not including condos, that sold that had only one bedroom. It was a tough sale already, and every time I called my mother, we had to talk about her home sale. She didn't like it, and neither did I. It became the elephant in the room for most of the year. When Christmas came, the home sale was the talk of the family. Who likes to talk about work during the holidays? Not me. I couldn't wait to get that transaction done. Calling my mom in March to let her know that we closed was one of the best phone calls I've ever made. It felt good to get my relationship with my mom back to normal. If you're an agent, you know exactly what I mean. So when it's time to sell your home, do you ask yourself, am I calling a friend or family member, or am I calling an expert? Thank God that was years ago.